The chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is considered the topmost prayer amongst all prayers. Certainly, it is not a spiritless prayer. It is a prayer which constitutes many components which many other prayers consist of. Just like the famous prayer of Brahma. Tate nukampam susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam hritvak papurber vidadan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhak. So the meaning of this prayer is those people who consider the most difficult situations that they encounter in life to be Krishna-sent compassion. Te anukampa. Te means you, Krishna. Anukampa. Samikshamano. So that is how they see it. Bhunjana means they are ready to go through it. They are not trying to escape it or run away from it. They are ready to responsibly go through it. And when those reversals and difficulties and trials and tribulations come in their life, they see it as a result of their own past karma, karmic reactions. Atmakritam vipakam. And with their heart, with their body, with their mind, they are offering obeisances to Krishna, and they continue to offer obeisances even in such trials. Hrit vak vapur. Hrit means heart, vak means speech, and vapu means the body. Vidadan namaste. So for such personalities, he says, the kingdom of God becomes a rightful heir. He says, they become rightful heir. Which means, just as the property of the father becomes written in the name of the son, in the same manner, the spiritual world becomes a rightful claim for these people. So it's a very important verse spoken by Brahma in his maturity. So this verse not only talks about tolerating the adversities that come in our life, but also tolerating joyfully and offering obeisances to Krishna and thanking him for sending those adversities. In 2.14 Bhagavad Gita, Matraspar Shastakantaya verse, Krishna is teaching Arjuna about tolerating all the adversities while following his instructions. Because Krishna told him to fight. While fighting, naturally Arjuna will lament. But he should not lament, he should do his duty and tolerate it, he said. But here there is one step ahead of just tolerating is to repeatedly offer obeisances with body, mind, words, and to thank Krishna again and again. Thank you. One more. Thank you. Give me one more. Thank you. Keep on accepting more and more. Then one who does that, then he says, he is the one who can go to spiritual world. He says, so amritatvaya kalpate. The amritatva or immortality is not attained by any Tom, Dick and Harry. There is some qualification required to achieve that position. I was recently hearing an interesting story that a king had conducted a painting competition for which he had given a title, Peace. So many, many people, some people drew some picture of flying doves. You know, they are released from the cage and they are flying. Many people drew, they had drawn different things. One drawing was chosen by many people. There were beautiful mountainscapes. And there were serene clouds in the sky. And there was also a beautiful lake. And the mountain was reflected in the lake in the moonlit night. And many of the ministers said, this is the best picture. But the king didn't choose that. He chose another picture which put everyone to surprise. That picture showed the mountainscapes were very rough and rugged. And there were thunderbolts in the sky. There was lightning also in the sky. And there was a heavy downpour of rain. And violent winds were blowing. And in that, in that mountain there was a bush, a jar of a tree. In that tree a bird had made its nest. So the mother bird and along with a few children birds were sitting in the nest. And the bird was watching. There was a big waterfall coming down. Thud, 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 thud. Big pravah of waterfalls. But the bird was very silently sitting, peacefully. And his face was very serene. And the king liked this picture the most. Because this detail was also present in the picture, which nobody noticed. But when the king looked at the picture very closely, he understood this to be a great revelation. What does this story reveal? Peace on earth can come only when there is peace in our heart. It is very easy to talk about peace when everything is pleasant. But whether the situation is rough or pleasant, if one can maintain peace in the heart, that is real peace. Apuryamanam achala pratishtham samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapnoti nakamakami. Krishna says, that introspective sage who remains peaceful even in the presence of all types of allurements and adversities. One type of trouble is from the allurements which come, pralobhan in this world. Another type of trouble comes when there are unpleasant circumstances around us. In all these situations, one sage whose heart is like an ocean where the rivers are coming in and going out and he remains undisturbed. That is actually Naishtiki Shanti. That is what type of peace? Everlasting peace, he says. So that is why in pleasant and rough situations, one should remain peaceful. And not only peaceful, one should take the bead bag and chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And repeatedly offer obeisances to Krishna. Thank you, thank you, thank you. With my body, with my mind, with my words. And keep giving me more. Because I know very well, whatever situations come in our life is actually designed by Krishna to shape us, to mold us, to become more better devotees, more serious and strong devotees. Otherwise Krishna will not send. Why should Krishna send a situation in my life which will strip me away from his lotus feet? There is no reason. In fact, he is more eager to take us back to him than we are eager to go to him. You know, by mistake, Ajamila is telling Narayana to his son. And immediately Lord Narayana takes notice. Hey, Vishnudutta, go there. Somebody is calling my name. And Vishnudutta said, sir, he is not calling your name. He is calling his last son's name. No, maybe my name. Better you go and check. This is the anxiety of Narayana to get us back to his lotus feet. So, such a Lord, Supreme Lord, why should he strip us away from his lotus feet? So any situations that come in our life are Krishna sent to bring us back closer to his lotus feet. So this bird was sitting in the nest along with its children, very peacefully watching the big waterfalls coming down. Anytime the waterfall can wash away his nest also. And the thunderbolts in the sky, lightning in the sky, and the rough mountains. So king said, this is real peace. Peace means, peace is that which one experiences even in the midst of all difficulties. When there are 32 rough teeth all around, the soft tongue is peacefully doing its job and keeping quiet. So in the same manner in this world, everybody will be faced with varieties of allurements or varieties of difficulties and dangers in this world. That's what this world is meant for. The world is actually not a bed of roses, but this world is meant to teach us lessons, to cleanse us so that we can approach the lotus feet of Krishna. Just like sometimes the tire companies, they show advertisement in TV. You've seen that? They take the bike or a car in a rough mountain. It goes like that. The purpose is not to drive there. The purpose is to say that even in that situation, it can remain strong. Then what to speak of smooth roads? So, Brahmaji taught this wonderful prayer. And the spirit of chanting Hare Krishna is also the same spirit. And with this spirit, if somebody calls out the holy name, surely Krishna will take notice and bless the devotee. హరినామ ప్రభుకి.